This is a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
For more information and to volunteer,
email info@ccradio.org.
Welcome to Camden Community Radio. My name is Martin, and I've got with me today Natasha Langridge. She is a Mayor Whitworth Award winner for Shraddha, which was performed at Soho Theatre. You're also an actress as well.
I am an actress, yeah. I didn't act for a while, and then I wrote this piece and I felt I was the only person that could perform it since it was written from my perspective. So I am doing it again on my own, and what an experience it is.
Yes. So your piece, it's called In Memory of Leaves.
That's right, yeah.
So I'm interested, Natasha, how did you come up with this and what was your kind of background into thinking about it?
Well, yeah. I wasn't thinking about it. I was just watching. I had a lovely park beneath my window. I live on an estate off Portobello Road in West London.
Yep.
And it's being regenerated.
Yep.
And which means it's been demolished. And I was...
So that's code for... Demolition, basically.
Yeah,
regeneration.
Demolition and then building luxury flats that nobody can afford to live in. Yeah.
Right. So,
yeah.
I mean, your community has been slowly kicked out. Is that what you're saying?
My community is being dispersed.
Right.
Yeah, and it is heartbreaking.
Yep.
But what was equally heartbreaking was seeing the park beneath my window massacred by developers and all the trees chopped down and pulled out. In the space of about an hour, they seemed to just kill it. And I was absolutely heartbroken, and then I was compelled to write about it. And then I was compelled to perform it on my estate where it happened, which I did. And then I've just built on it every year since then. And and more recently, I wrote about Grenfell because it's happened 10 minutes away from me, and I can't write anything about regeneration in North Kensington and not include that atrocity. So.
Yep.
And then I wanted to do the show on a boat because I wanted to take it across London to other communities that are affected by regeneration.
Yep.
Also to boaters because boaters are affected by it. I mean, there's so many boats on the water now because it's one of the only ways to live in London that's affordable.
I actually have heard that.
It's
a thing right now. A lot of people actually, because you don't have to pay rent, I'm assuming, when just by being on a boat, you have a right to stay there on the boat. I'm not sure if that's the case.
You can stay on the boat, but you have to move your boat every 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah. So people just move around.
Yeah.
You know, it's much, much cheaper than paying the ridiculous rents that I don't know how anybody pays, really, now. People live to pay their rent, don't they?
They almost do,
yeah.
And talking about moving about, and obviously the first thing that I can think of is basically displacement.
Yes.
So to you, Natasha, what does it mean to have a home, like a place to stay? What is it, just a place
I don't know, I've forgotten.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to move quite often.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's, I can't remember what it's like to feel like safe. I mean, I feel safe, but I know that I can't relax completely because I'm not going to be able to stay there for more than a year or two.
Right.
Then I don't know where I'll be.
Yeah.
So, and that, you know, that's happened quite a lot. So, and it's happening to many, many people. But it's not just in this country, is it? It's all over the world.
The
world's gone crazy. Nobody's safe anywhere.
Yeah. Property prices have just been skyrocketing everywhere. In places like Sydney, obviously, even Hong Kong, Singapore, New York. It's just ridiculous right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, when you think of home, what do you think of then? If, given you've been moving around so much, you know, is it just memories or is it just...
No, it's what's inside me.
Yeah.
I'm my home.
Wow, right.
I have to be.
Yeah.
You know, I'm my home. Where I am now and my community is my home. I feel very much at home there. I love people. I know the kids on the street. It's a very close community. I'm very involved in a lot of political activism around the area.
Yeah.
And those people are my friends and they're my family and they're my home. And then, you know, but I don't know how long I can stay there for, so...
Mm.
It has to be what's in my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm assuming you've tried to, within your play, you've tried to use that internal feeling that you've got there. How have you managed to, I guess, express yourself and you know, what your feeling of home is through your play?
Well, you'll have to come and see it to find out.
But, I mean, it's without giving too much away. But
it's
very interesting because I've not really heard people say, oh, you know, I see my home as something that's almost inside of me and I can bring that, because in a way that's actually quite, you know, admirable, because you can go to any place, you can
it's
go
survival.
And you won't get homesick.
Because, no, that's not true. I do get homesick.
Oh, you still do?
It's just that, you know, there's survival that you have to survive and not go crazy. So
yeah,
I've developed endurance, you know. But Yeah, I mean, the show itself is it's like a, it's a rhythmic roller coaster of passion, sex, and politics.
Right. Well, if that doesn't, you know, entice people to go, then I don't know what will.
On a boat that sways when I move, and everyone gets in the boat with me. I can get 35 people in, so it's quite an intimate experience.
Yeah, that's actually very intimate.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you think of having a boat?
As I said, I wanted to reach other communities who've been affected by regeneration. I also thought a boat was apt because it's a vessel of movement and change, and that's what the themes of the piece are, really, movement and change, displacement.
Yep.
It's emotional. Water is emotion.
That is true. That is true. And it flows. It doesn't stay at one spot either.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
It's forever changing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. It's been lovely. The last few nights I've done at home in Kensington and Meanwhile Gardens, and the audiences have been very appreciative. So I'll be sad to say goodbye tonight, but looking forward to coming to Camden next week.
Yep, yeah. So obviously you've been performing in the past few days at Meanwhile Gardens.
Yeah.
And actually the last one there is tonight at 7:30 p.m.
Yes.
So obviously moving forward, you'll be performing at Camden Lock.
Yes.
So that's at the Fordham Gallery Barge.
Yeah.
From Wednesday the 11th of October to the 14th of October, which is a Saturday, at 7:30 p.m. And then also at Hackney Wick as well.
Yes.
From 18th of October to the 21st of October.
That's right. So next Wednesday in Camden, Wednesday to Saturday next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Look, I mean, just before we wrap up here, Natasha, I was just wanting to see and dig a bit deeper into yourself and your, I guess, your identity. Do you see yourself as a citizen of like Kensington or from London, or like a Londoner or British? Like, how do you see yourself when you travel and go to different places?
I'm a human being of the world.
You're a citizen. I guess we're in an increasingly kind of globalised world.
Yeah. I mean, one thing that really struck me when I went to, I worked in the refugee camp in Calais. That they called the jungle for a little while. And I found it very difficult to deal with, mainly, not because of the appalling living conditions people there are forced to live in, but just because they have the lack of freedom. And I realised what a privileged, how privileged I was and how spoilt and cosseted we are here. And actually we have privileges most of the rest of the world just don't have, and we just take it for granted. And I just couldn't get my head around the fact that these people cannot go where they need to go. They have flown from wars. A lot of them are ones that have been created or contributed to by this country, and we won't let them in, and they're forced to live in the mud.
Exactly.
Basically. And it's so I don't believe in borders. I think anyone should be able to go anywhere they want to.
Yep.
And certainly if they've been have to
free movement of people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're all citizens of the earth.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, and with that, I guess I guess we'll wrap up there. Thanks again for coming on,
pleasure.
Natasha. The next shows will be obviously at Camden Lock. That's from the 11th to the 14th of October. So it's actually not for that long, is it?
No, there's four performances, and it's on the barge. The barge isn't usually there. It's we're actually sailing from Kensington to Camden to do the show on this boat. And next Wednesday to Saturday, and you can get a ticket for a fiver.
Wow.
If you're richer, you can buy one for 10.
Yep.
But and you can get it from inmemoryofleaves.brownpapertickets.com. You can turn up on the night and pay on the door, but it's better to book online just to make sure, because we can only get 35 people in.
You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.